views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Now, Ask Dr. Love with psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert, Dr. Jamie Turndorf. For expert advice on love and relationships, you can submit your questions online at AskDrLove.com or call 1-800-930-2819 during the live broadcast. You can also listen live and download the free show app at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Now here's Dr. Love.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and it's my pleasure to be with you again today. So I have a question for you. Could simplifying your life improve your relationships? Well, if you've been starting to think I'm stressed out and I want a simpler, easier life, you're going to want to stick around for my conversation with Betsy Lewis today, because simplifying is the answer to what ails us in life and in love. I want to tell you about Betsy Lewis, because she believes that the imbalances we're seeing in Mother Earth and in our entire world is the call for all of us to return to Anyi, which is balance. So let me tell you more about Betsy Lewis. She's an international psychic medium, the host of Rainbow Vision Network since 2009, Earth Mysteries Investigator and Earth Keeper. And Betsy has researched and investigated UFO sightings, cattle mutilations, angels, aliens, and other Earth mysteries for over 40 years. Her mentors on Earth wisdom include Oglala Sioux ceremonial leader Ed McGaugh, Eagle Man, and the late spiritual leader of the Western Shoshone Nation, Corbin Harney. She's appeared on the KTVB Noon Show, KIVI Morning Show, Fox's The Dr. Michael TV Show, Coast to Coast AM, Ground Zero, many other talk radio shows, and she's published many books: Earth Energy, Return to Ancient Wisdom, Communicating with the Other Side, True Experiences of a Psychic Medium, Mystic Revelations of 13, The Key to Earth's Destiny, Angels, Aliens, and Prophecy, The Connection, and Angels, Aliens, and Prophecy 2, The Angel Aliens Agenda. And we're going to talk about where you can find her. Her website's betsylewis.com. So, Betsy, are you with me?
I'm here, Dr. Jamie. And
hi.
What a crazy start again. Here we go again. Deja vu.
Hello. I thought, oh, not again. Please brace yourself, Effie. What happened? Did we just get the time
wrong? Well, our internet went out just before we got ready to go live. And I went, oh, no, not again. Here we go.
What happened?
Our internet went out, and my husband had to go on an emergency conference call, so I couldn't use the landline, so I'm on my cell phone, and here we are.
Wow.
Insanity.
It never ends. You know, after I was on your show a few weeks ago, and we had that, you called it the ghost sighting, which was so cute how you did it, you verbalized it, because, you know, Jean was making it so that you didn't hear me, I didn't hear you, but the live audience heard us just fine. And I thought of you and I was laughing because I did an interview a week ago Sunday, right after he played with us, and I'm talking to the host and all of a sudden I hear the most loud, heavy breathing. I'm thinking, what the heck, Betsy, what's going on over here? Is this person getting all turned on? I mean, it's loud. So finally, I can't concentrate. And I say, is that you doing that heavy breathing? And she says to me, God, I thought it was you.
How funny. You know, there's just weird things going on, you know?
I know, but we have to talk to Jean, because this stuff is just aging me, you know? It's too stressful.
I know, there's just
so
craziness going on.
Obviously, he made it clear he wants us to talk about, rather than the Earth, he wants us to talk about afterlife communication, and I know that this is a big topic for you. So let's just, you know, honor the sign that we're getting, because he's making it very clear that's what we're supposed to do.
Right. Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting because I wanted to, because I know you're just so familiar with the topic. You're an expert. So Let me just ask you some things that I'm sure people ask you all the time. Because I love your writing. It's so personal and it's so down to earth, and you have such an open heart. So what do you say to people when they say to you, is there a heaven and a hell? What do you tell them?
Oh, well, you know, we create our own heaven and hell because we are pure energy on the other side. And, you know, we create everything instantly over there. So if we believe, if our belief system is part of hell, and we believe in hell, and we believe that we're bad and we need to be punished, we will create that hell. And if we believe in a heaven and we want to see that, we will see that instantly. So we are creating everything on the other side, you know, instantly. You're pure thought. You're pure energy on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is. And, you know, that sort of connects with what happens when people commit suicide, because if people have been raised in the Catholic or the Christian faiths, they truly believe, oh, if you commit suicide, you're going to go to hell. I'm sure you hear this all the time.
Oh, yeah, all the time. All the time. And that's not true. You know, there is redemption for all of us. We don't go to hell. We reincarnate. We come back lifetime after lifetime to learn lessons. And, you know, that's what it's all about love and, you know, forgiveness and compassion. You know, all these things are what we're doing right now. And that's why we're here on this planet right now, with everything that's going on with our planet. Everything evolves. Everything has a consciousness. Everything is, you know, has intelligence, you know, animals, everything. And you know, that's something we all have to get back to, you know, honoring Earth and connecting with the Earth again. You know, there's so much, the Earth is the living library, and, you know, it's, everything is connected. And we've forgotten that. You know, don't you
right,
believe that?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Like, this is what Jean said right after he left his body. We're all one family. We're all one religion. That religion is love.
Right.
The idea, we're all connected. We're connected to the tiniest little bug.
Right.
The tiniest.
Right.
But it's all part of that circle of life. And what you do to that other little creature or animal, you do to yourself, it all reverberates back to you.
It does. Oh, it does. I call it the cosmic boomerang. Because it does come right back to us, you know, and I think many of us have learned that the hard way. You know, we do things that aren't right, and right away it comes right back to us.
The
again,
instant karma. You
know? You
know, I always make up these funny tweets, and this one, you know, the rhymes, whatever you say and do, boomerangs back on you.
It does. Yeah, the cosmic boomerang out there.
You know, it's so funny. From the first moment that you and I began speaking, I had such a feeling of connection with you, like we were soul sisters, that we had
always
been together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've noticed that when you, I'm sure you have that feeling when you get that instant connection and click with someone.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, and other people, we just, you know, like, we don't want to be around them. They put off this aura that, you know, we just, it says, run, don't walk.
No hablo inglés, sweet, do your duty. Yeah. It's so, so true. And so it's sort of like, the feeling I get is, like, now this is an interesting conversation where Jean never believed in reincarnation. Now, I realize he was raised in the
really?
Catholic tradition, and the Catholics believe that you know, begin in spirit form, you have a short ride in a body, and then you return to spirit form where you remain. Now, I never knew if he was thinking that way because he was raised as a Catholic, or if he was thinking that way because he knew that he was done and he was never going to reincarnate, because that's the messages that I've gotten from him. Since he left his body, he's not going anywhere. He's not, you know, he's just here to complete the work with me, you know.
Right.
And what I'm starting to get is that we belong to soul families or soul tribes. And that when, for example, I met you and instantly it was, oh, hi, again, like a reunion, right? So that implies that we are all, you and I, part of a soul tribe or family. And we were just recognizing each other and saying hello again.
I believe that. I believe that groups of people come back together. They die together, you know, like in 9/11 and the Titanic and, even in Germany during World War II, you know, people do that, and they want to come back together in a group, and that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. And
Yeah, so, and then even the concept of reincarnation, what I'm starting to see is that even if someone does reincarnate, okay, maybe Jean isn't reincarnating ever because he was already done, he was cooked, you know? But even when people do reincarnate, there's the idea, because we have these very linear ideas with the human mind, well, once you reincarnate, you're gone to me, as opposed to beings in spirit can be in a body, in a bodily incarnation. They can also be in spirit. They can bilocate. Mm-hmm. They can multilocate. They could be in more than one place at the same time.
Right, right. And that gets into quantum physics, too, because what we understand about time, because time really doesn't exist. It does, you know, we break it down here in, you know, our own time, but the past, the present, and the future all happening at once. And, you know, we can
I know. And this is a mind-bending concept. This is why you've been able to make predictions about the future, and you've been very accurate in your predictions, because you are able to just come out of time as we know it and step into a future that's already happened and see what's happened, and then that becomes the prediction, correct?
Right, right. You know, and sometimes I don't know, you know, I get this feeling I call the knowing, and it's just a feeling that something is going to happen. I don't know what it is. For instance, before Sandy Hook happened, it was the morning of Sandy Hook shootings, and that was December 14th of 2012, but I woke up with this horrendous, horrible. I mean, it was just a horrible, encompassing feeling. I knew something was going to happen, but I didn't know what. And it was just the worst feeling I had ever had in my whole life. And I couldn't explain it. I just knew that something bad was going to happen. And then, of course, you know, the shootings took place. But
so in that case, you were tuning into something that was all, you know, energetically. It was energetically occurring, and you knew it right at that moment.
Right. Or in the future, somehow I had picked it up, you know, and had foreseen or felt something from the future. And I think a lot of us do that when we get that feeling of deja vu, that something's happened before and we're reliving it or saying something that we said, you know, before. I think we jump into the future all the time.
We're going to take a brief break. And I'll be back with you in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
Dr. Linda Salvin,
metaphysical master,
now bringing insight and metaphysical abundance to your living room with her spirit-filled candle line, Wicks of Wisdom. Dr. Linda's unique formulations of pure and powerful herbs, oils, and essences can assist you in love, luck, finances, health, and more.
Wait till you experience the power of Wicks of Wisdom.
Find out how these amazing candles can help you. See them now and order yours at lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Do you want to transform your life's trauma and challenges into the gift that your life was meant to be? It's time for you to take control of your soul journey to heal, grow, and shine. Manifest your destiny with Wendy Wolf, soul transformer, energy, and psychic healer. To start your soul journey, contact Wendy at healgrowshine.com or email Wendy at wendy@wendyrwolf.com and start your adventure today.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. AskDrLove.com is the web's premier relationship advice site since 1995. Visit AskDrLove.com to search thousands of Dr. Love's relationship advice columns or submit a question to her free advice column. Don't be shy. Dr. Turndorf wants to help you, so take advantage of this unique opportunity to get a personal answer from one of today's most respected experts. This show is for you, the listener, so if you have a question for her, call in during the live show broadcast or catch the archive show on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Now, back to Dr. Love.
Welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf. You know, it's funny. I never really thought about premonitions as a way of stepping out of the time as we know it to go into the future, and we get a sneak preview of a future that's already happened, and then we come back into the present moment. And when I started to reflect on that, I realized, wait a minute. If the future has already happened and we're just getting a sneak peek, it makes you start to think that a lot of what is coming down the pike for us is destined, predestined. It's fate, it's destiny, which is very contrary to the notion of, you know, the law of attraction and the power of intention, where we can somehow substitute or deify our minds and think that we can create our destiny. You know, it's a very kind of difficult concept, but I'm starting to think we have much less control over a lot of things than we like to think we do.
That's kind of interesting. You know, I've always felt that time is malleable and fluid. And with, you know, when people come together, mass consciousness, we change things, we change events. And, you know, even the indigenous people around the world say that, you know, that we can change, like the earth changes that are happening now, if we come together and we start honoring the earth. And I believe that too, that, you know, mass consciousness can do so much and change so much.
So it's so fascinating, isn't it? Because the thing is, it's so difficult to be able to wrap your brain around what are the things that we can change and what are the things that are really part of like an imprinted destiny that we can't change. For example, you know, when Jean was a young Jesuit, one day he rushed to the general of the Jesuits in a state of panic because he had seen his death way down the line, but he saw it. And he saw that he was going to be leaving his body young. And they said, oh, that's not true. You have a long life ahead of you. But in fact, he did see it. So it would seem then that in that respect, his destiny was written. It was etched in blood, if you want. He couldn't do anything about it.
Right.
Do you know?
Well, I think certain things are predestined. You know, before we come into this life, we kind of have an idea. We kind of draw out a little map of what we want our life to be like. And within those confines, we can kind of change things. We know what parents we're going to select. Mm-hmm. We know, we kind of set up when our death is going to be, how we want to die. And, you know, within that confines, we can do whatever we want. There is free will, I believe.
There's free will. But then but then there are certain things, like if you want mile markers that are sort of set, like he knew this was his deal. He was going to leave his body early. This was all part of the karma and the destiny that he would then meet me and he would be working with me from the other side. All of that he knew, you know?
Right. You know, I think about something that happened with some friends. We were having some wine, and one of the friends had some red wine, and of course, a couple of dogs. We had our own dog, and they had their dog, and I had a vision of the dog causing, you know, one of the glasses to tip over, and all this red wine going all over the carpet. Mm-hmm. So I decided to use some other glasses so they wouldn't break. But what happened was, the same thing happened, even though not the exact thing that I had visioned, that the dog jumped up in the friend's lap and the wine spilled all over the sofa.
So it was meant to be that this was going to happen.
The same way.
Yeah. And it sort of goes to the idea of people would say, oh, well, if you hadn't taken the trip to Italy, then wouldn't he have been spared? He wouldn't have, you know, left his body from the bee sting. But then he would have stepped off the curb and been hit by a bus. You know, if it's meant to happen, it's going to happen.
Right.
It's wild, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
No, it's
wild. It's so wild. It's so now, what about, I'm sure people ask you this all the time, does God judge us on the other side?
No, you know, so many people have had near-death experiences, and what they say is right away they have a view of their whole life, everything that they have said and done, you know, their thoughts, everything. They review everything, good and bad, and we judge ourselves. There isn't, you know, God exists. I believe that absolutely, but we judge ourselves. And when we pass over, we do have our spirit guides there to help us. A lot of people don't realize that they have died, and that's, you know, what we call ghosts. And, you know, they are just kind of stuck here in between. They don't understand where they are, and they don't want to accept it. And, you know, but there are spirits like your husband, your departed husband, my sister comes back all the time. She's done some amazing things, and she is my spirit guide now. So
it's wild. You know, very often they are spirit guides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very interesting, Betsy. A couple weeks ago, I had, you know, the author of My Big TOE, Tom Campbell, and he was saying, and he's coming from the perspective of a quantum physicist, he said that, you know, he believes, as Einstein believed, well, energy cannot be destroyed, right? So he did believe that beings once they leave their bodies and they enter spirit, now they are pure energy. But in his mind, they somehow become part of an energetic pool. I kind of like call it like energetic soap scum. It's a residue of that being, and it's just a residue. And he doesn't even think that they are sentient beings that can dialogue back and forth with us and be aware of our lives and guide us. And I told him this does not fit with my experience at all. You know, he said, well, I think it's unusual what goes on with you and Jean because you have a soul pact to bring this message out. So he's very present. But he truly believes it's just sort of like we're interacting with the energetic soap scum. And I don't see that. And I don't think you see that either.
No, I don't either. No. You know, I know my sister. I know she's been around since 2003 when she passed away. She's done so many things.
I know.
It's just incredible.
And it's not like you just remembering how she was or interacting with a memory.
Right.
It's so present. I was talking to a psychic medium I know, Suzanne Giesman, and she says to me, oh, Jean wants to say to you that he is aware that you're wearing, you still wear his wedding ring. And he knows that that's because he made a promise to you that he would always be by your side. Now, I mean, that is such an obvious sign of a sentient being seeing I'm wearing the ring, you know?
Right. Sure. Absolutely.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's so neat.
What's really strange is recently my sister, you know, I said a little prayer to her and I said, you know, if it's time for you to move on the other side, that's fine. I understand. You know, I thank you for being my guide. But, you know, if you need to do something else, and, you know, I just said that it was a silent prayer. And I told my husband about it. I told her that it was okay for her to move on. And the next morning, this is so weird, I was in the kitchen. We have a little stereo CD, and we always put it on the coolies, the 60s, 70s music. And he was in the kitchen, and I walked out, and then I came back in. And the song that was playing was the Jackson 5, Never Can Say Goodbye, Girl.
Right?
And it turned off immediately after I walked in the room. And he just burst out laughing, and he says, I guess she told you she's never leaving. So that, you know, I knew, you know, she's going to be here watching over me for the rest of my life.
Well, that's the thing, because I know that a lot of people say, oh, move on, move on. But what I keep hearing from all the spirits of my patients, you know, my Hay House callers, I hear, where am I going to go? I have nowhere to go. It's my full time. You know, Jean said to me, what else is there for me to do? It's my full time occupation to love you. More rhyming, right?
Right. Right. That's, right. They're here and they're guiding us and they're not leaving. We're that connected to them. You know, there is that soul connection. And I'm sure through past lives, you know, and everything else, we will be together in future lives. You know, we're all connected.
Oh, my gosh. Are you telling me you and I are going to be doing interviews in our next life and we're going to have to go through the stress of not hearing each other and having Jean mess with us? And
yes. Internet problems. Yeah, absolutely. Are you ready for that, Dr. Jamie?
Oh, my gosh, Betsy.
I know.
Help me. You know what they said in Lethal Weapon 2? I'm too old for this, and I'm not saying the word.
I know. You know, I wish people understood this a little bit more. And, you know, some people say they've never had their departed loved ones communicate with them. But there's so many little things that they do all the time that people just don't recognize or they...
It's
so coincidence, right?
It's so true. And that is why I say just being aware of the signs opens the door for so many people, because they'll always say to me, oh, yeah. Jean's just all over you with all of his signs. And I say, well, your loved ones are too. You just, number one, you were trained to be told it's not possible. Or once they're in heaven, they're out of reach. So you close your eyes and your ears and your senses, and you don't see the entire, the constant trail of spiritual breadcrumbs that they're tossing your way all the time.
Right. Well, you know, another thing is that people don't realize that they're right here. You know, we think they go somewhere, you know, that's the common, they go somewhere, but it's all vibration. The only thing that you know, changes everything is vibration. You know, they're right here. They're here with us all the time.
Exactly. And, you know, we're going to take a brief break, and I'll be back with you in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune in to the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Pure
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance. A rare and unique opportunity for listeners of the Dr. Pat Show and get into it, winning at the game of life with Lynn Brown. Lynn is looking for a special in-studio guest to receive live on-air energy tools that you can use every day. Join Lynn as she takes you and the listeners on a journey to cleanse your energy. If you are interested in learning about your intuitive nature, how to cleanse your energy, want to create new levels of clarity and ease in your life, have not received training of psychic or energy tools previously, and are at least 30 years old, Lynn wants to help you. If you're ready to get into it and join Lynn for a powerful hour of amazing live training, email Lynn at lynn@ruintuit.com. That's letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you've yearned to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, and even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's Hay House book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about this book at AskDrLove.com. This is Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Love wants to hear from you. You can submit your questions at AskDrLove.com, or if you're listening in real time, you can speak to Dr. Turndorf live by calling 800-930-2819. To listen live and download the free show app, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com. All shows are archived at TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Once again, here's Dr. Love.
Welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf. You know, when Jean said to me, there's a very thin veil between the realm where you are and the realm where I am. The veil's thinner than you can ever imagine. I'm standing right here. You know, it's hard for us to conceptualize because we always think, oh, heaven is up there. You know, it's over there. Instead of now, you know, with the quantum physics explanation of the dark matter, you know, the 80% of our world is this dark matter, and now they're understanding that the spirit resides in the dark matter. So when Jean said, I'm standing right here, he means it literally. I'm in the dark matter.
Right, right. Now they're always with us. And I think, I always believe that there's like classes and things on the other side. They just don't hang out and watch us every minute of the day. They are doing things. They're learning things if they want to learn. You know, there's just everything. All they have to do is, you know, imagine it. Just, you know, when we see people that are so gifted in music, they're prodigies that come over. They remember, you know, what they were learning on the other side or from past lives. Mm-hmm. And there's so many of these children coming in right now. You probably know some of these new children that are coming in. They're vibrating at a higher frequency. They are gifted in, you know, they're psychic. They remember past lives. They're just amazing. So they are
very
new
good. The old
children.
Old souls, right?
Yes. Yes, they are. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. Right. And you were born with these abilities, because I read in your book, Communicating with the Other Side, that your first spirit communication began at age 3. And then when you were 8, your grandpa came to you, right?
He did. Right. You know, I've had a lot of paranormal experiences. I was actually 8 months old when my parents, I was, you know, in the back seat when my parents had maybe a UFO experience. On a lonely road, when, you know, their cars started shaking, they heard this horrendous noise, and they didn't see anything. They pulled over, got outside. There was nothing in the sky to explain this horrendous noise that shook the car. It was a roar, actually. And years later, my uncle said he remembered the story, and they couldn't account for 2 hours. They had missing time, like so many people that have been abducted by aliens. So, you know, we still don't know what happened, but at 3 years old, I began describing invisible playmates, and I don't remember it this day, but my mother told me that I would describe them. They would give me little messages, and I wouldn't tell her about it. It was a big secret, and I gave them little names, and slowly they vanished from my memory as I got older.
Really? And, you know, it's very interesting, because these abduction experiences, when I was away at college, my sister, mother, and father said that a UFO landed in the open field by our home. And, of course, my mother and father don't believe in anything. They are the most, you know, scientifically minded, you know, anti-everything. But they actually did see this thing. And my grandparents, who had been staying over the house, said that they couldn't get any sleep at night from all the footsteps overhead. And this was a constant thing. They all the footsteps. And when my sister was a little girl, she said that she saw a little gray man in the bedroom.
Oh my goodness.
It seems like they were all over the family. And I remember, Betsy, when I was in kindergarten, a moment of lost time where I was playing in the nursery yard. And then I lost time, and when I came back, I remember there was something up my nose. And I when I read Whitley Strieber's book, he talked about them putting things in your orifices, right?
Yes, implants.
It's like a berry or something, and I know I didn't put it up my nose. Now, this is freaky stuff, right?
So many people, you know, there was a poll that people, like 8 million people in the United States alone, believe that they have been abducted by aliens.
It's crazy, right? Now, you know, crazy. John Mack. Remember John Mack?
Yes, absolutely.
He was a Harvard, right? Now, John Mack, I knew John so well from the time I was a little girl. And John at the time was not working with alien abductions. He was just a classically trained psychiatrist. And he later on started doing all the work with the alien abductions. And I did talk to him about it because, you know, he was a childhood family friend. He years later, he went on to endorse my book, Till Death Do Us Part, Unless I Kill You First. And I found out that he was murdered. A psychic told me that he was actually murdered. Did you hear this about
him? I believe that too. He was hit by a car, right?
But it was murder, exactly, because John was doing grassroots work to try to block the election of George Bush. And he went door to door. He took a sabbatical from Harvard to do it. And then he went to London for some conference, and supposedly this car came up over the curb, hit him, and took off. And everybody I know said it was murder. They never found the car. It was a hit and run because he was creating so much trouble. The whole thing is just very scary.
I believe it. A lot of people that try and get the truth out die mysteriously. Too many of them.
Uh-oh, Betsy, clunk. I just died mysteriously.
Don't do that. Stop it.
Wait a minute. Don't make me finish out your show without you.
Oh, no. My heart's pounding. But I wouldn't doubt anything.
Gosh. We'll be back in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
A rare and unique opportunity for listeners of the Dr. Pat Show. And get into it, winning at the Game of Life with Lynn Brown. Lynn is looking for a special in-studio guest to receive live on-air energy tools that you can use every day. Join Lynn as she takes you and the listeners on a journey to cleanse your energy. If you are interested in learning about your intuitive nature, how to cleanse your energy, want to create new levels of clarity and ease in your life, have not received training of psychic or energy tools previously, and are at least 30 years old, Lynn wants to help you. If you're ready to get into it and join Lynn for a powerful hour of amazing live training, email Lynn at lynn@ruintuit.com. That's letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Wondering how to make more confident strategy for retirement? Do you know that there are potentially more than 12 things to consider when planning for or approaching retirement? Then stop wondering and attend the retirement seminar hosted by Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation to the next seminar on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Light hors d'oeuvres and beverages will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you or someone you know has lost a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's best-selling Hay House book, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, presents her groundbreaking new transdimensional grief therapy method, which offers the first vehicle in history for reconnecting and making peace with the deceased. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift. A free excerpt of Love Never Dies. Now, back to Dr. Love.
Whenever you and I get together, it is just the most fun.
It is. It's great fun. Yeah, I wish I would have gotten on earlier. It's gone by so fast. Oh my gosh.
I know. Now I want to make sure, because I think we still have 10 minutes left, because since we had all those technical glitches, we took no commercial breaks. So I'm going to make sure when we're ending, because we're a little bit discombobulated from all the technological snafus that were put through us. So we're going to probably end in 8 minutes. So I want to make sure that we cover the most important things that you want to talk about. So because is your heart really now in the latest book, the one that you sent me initially, the Earth Energy book? Did you want to talk a little bit about the mysterious Earth changes that are taking place worldwide and how it connects with
communications? There's so much going on with our planet right now. And, you know, the prophecies of the Maya, the Hopi, the Inca, you know, all these people are saying that we are going to go through some huge Earth upheavals. And we're already seeing that. I dreamed about it when I was 7 years old, of these great big huge Earth changes. And I knew that it was going to happen later in my life. And here we are with these changes, you know, the sinkholes that are forming all over the planet.
Right,
the earthquakes
are
increasing. Volcanoes, they say 40, are now becoming really active. We're seeing strange things in the sky. Animals, birds, sea creatures are just dying in mass. Just weird things. But we're not honoring our Earth. And what they're saying is we have a separation disease. You know, we aren't connected to Mother Earth anymore. We've forgotten that we are part of everything. And that's what I want everyone to get back to talk to the trees, hug the trees. I know that sounds strange, but everything hears you because everything is alive, right?
It's so, so true. And so what you're saying is that all of these changes are Mother Nature's way of slapping us upside the head and waking us up.
Yes, it's a big wake-up call. Until we get it, you know, we're the ones that created so much of what's happening now. Not everything, but, you know, until we learn how to love and honor everything on this planet, the animals, you know, the sea creatures, the water, you know, and understand that everything has a consciousness and everything is alive. Then,
it's so
true. Once we get,
you know, people don't realize this, because like, I had a patient in my office recently and there was a fly, and I said to her, look, I don't kill flies. I'm just going to go and ask it to please step into my hand and I'll take it outside. No matter how many times I do this, Betsy, I just walk over to the fly and I say, would you please come in my hand? And it walks in. Or may I just hold still, please? And because there it shows even a fly has a consciousness.
You must have a Buddhist, you know, past life. I feel that, because that's what the Buddhists believe, that they won't kill anything. They don't want to step on ants or bugs or,
The way I see it is, because every creature understands me, then how can I squash it? Because if I can talk to you, this is why it's been very difficult for me to eat animals. You know, right before Jean left his body, I said, look, Jean, if I can talk to a fish, and he saw me, you know, we were at the aquarium, the airport in Nice, and there was a huge aquarium of fish. And I said, I'm going to talk to one of the fish, and I'm not going to use hands, and I'm going to single him out, and I'm going to say, swim over and put your cheek against my cheek. And he looks at me like, oh, Jamie, you're going crazy again. You know, I did it, and his mouth just dropped open. So I said, Jean, if a fish can understand me, how can I eat a fish? If a cow, it just bothered me. It felt so barbaric. And a fly understands. This is what you're talking about, that we're all vibrating and we all can send and receive energetic signals, even a fly.
You know, it's a symbiotic relationship with all things. We're connected to the sun, the moon, the stars. We're all made up of the same atoms and molecules and animals. You know, people that harm animals, and it upsets me so much that they think that what they do doesn't count, that animals have souls, they evolve, everything evolves, you know, And once we realize this great connection that we have with everything on the planet, and, you know, creatures are here to balance the energy grid around Mother Earth. They tone, they balance everything. Everything has a reason to be here. And, you know, we keep destroying everything. And I don't mean, you know, there's wonderful people. I know your people that are listening to you, your followers and everything. But I'm talking about the majority, the corporations out there. They just don't honor Earth. And that's something we just have to get back to. Or I, you know, like the indigenous people say, they don't see a good future for us if we continue.
Right, right.
Vanity,
so how
do,
because I said that we were going to talk about how to get back, how to simplify, mm-hmm. and how this not only helps the earth, but how it even helps our relationships, you know?
Right, right. You know, the Dalai Lama said it best. He says, if you think you're too small to make a difference, try sleeping with a mosquito. And each one of us can make a difference if we start praying, if we get back into ceremony, disconnect from all the technological stuff that we're involved with, you know, the iPhones, the cell phones, the, you know, the internet, the TV. Get out in nature more. Sit on the earth. Talk to Mother Earth. She hears you. She knows what you're thinking. And she needs us as much as we need her. She's our mother. And we can't go to Mars or any other planet. You know, if we destroy her, we have nothing left.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And so there's that sense of what you eat, what you drink, your footprint, your, you know, all of this. Be conscious of everything you put in your mouth, put on your body, that you throw out, all of that, right?
Exactly. Recycle.
And if you think about your relationship really as an extension of Mother Earth, I cherish you. You're a living and breathing entity, my partner, our relationship. You're not disposable.
Yeah, gratitude. Gratitude for everything, because I think we take so much for granted, you know, with our lives that, you know, everything is going to be here. The water is not pure anymore. We have to start talking to the water. Dr. Emoto, with his experiments with water crystals, proved that water does have a consciousness.
Yes.
You know, so go to the water. Pray for it. You know, everything. Just everything. It's ants, plants. Everything has a consciousness.
Right.
And it's just
so
amazing.
Neat. I was thinking this morning when I awoke how it is that I was brought together with you. And I told you on my interview on your show a few weeks ago that the way that it all came about was so divinely ordained that I heard from Jean something big is happening today. And then I get a call from the producer of Coast to Coast so that I would come on the show.
Uh-huh.
And I go on the show, and in turn, this guy hears me. And then this guy is, for a short time, my webmaster. And he says to me, you must meet Betsy Lewis. You have to have her on your show. And as soon as you and I connect, he exits my life. That was the purpose, so that I would meet you.
I get chills when you tell me that.
It's so true. It is.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning and I said, oh my goodness, it was all orchestrated, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
so now
I think we have to come over and play.
Other things
to, you know, I think we have some other things to do. There's still something going on, and I'm sure it'll all work out and we'll find out what it is.
Well, I was told this morning something about, you know, Love Never Dies is supposed to be a movie. And because our story is so visual. And this morning I was told that Betsy has something to do with that. I don't know how and why, but that's what I was told.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. I am so excited. Well, there's another project I've got that I think you'd be perfect involved in it. So,
it was meant to be, my love.
Yeah. So it is.
So I just want everybody, because you see, I'm going to run over. I'm not paying attention. Give everybody your website, and we only have 1 minute left. So just give everybody your website, how to reach you, what you want to promote. Oh, my gosh, we're out of time. I can't, see, I'm so bad. We get so off on skipping and picking flowers.
I know.
Your website.
It's BetsyLewis.com, and Betsy is B-E-T-S-E-Y, and Lewis is L-E-W-I-S. And I have an Earth News One blog, and I put everything that's going on. My predictions are on there, and you know, all my books and everything. I hope you'll go to my website. And Dr. Jamie, thank you so much. You are awesome. I love you to death.
I love you to death. We're even. It's a mutual love admiration society. So we're just going to keep the conversation going.
This has been Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Visit Dr. Turndorf at AskDrLove.com and follow her on Twitter at AskDrLove and Facebook.com/AskDrLove.